Are you burned out about hearing about burned out? Burnout is a state of giving up, of cynicism, depression. When a pastor or a servant of the word has gotten to the end of the line and cannot function any further. In Paul's admonition and last advice to this younger pastor, Timothy, he spoke to Timothy, giving him a strong word on the ministry, but if Timothy would take his words to heart, he would be prevented from burning out in the ministry. There are four temptations that were behind Paul's words that Timothy might be subject to. One, to be unclear about the authority of who Timothy was to serve. Two, to be confused as to what to do, when to do it, and how. Three, to do and say what seems influential people want him to say. Or four, to just be plain lazy. To the Christians in ministry, or in other service to the Lord, Paul comes on very strong and clear as to where that authority comes from to serve the Lord. He appeals in his language in a courtroom-like oath, invoking three witnesses. First, the presence of God. Second, the presence of Christ Jesus. And thirdly, Christ's kingdom and Christ's coming appearing. Timothy, Paul says, God is the authority behind your call. We may be tempted, perhaps Timothy was, perhaps we, like Jeremiah and Moses, feel or say, why me, Lord? Why are you calling me? It'd be much easier not to be called by the Lord. Perhaps we come up with excuses. I'm too young. I can't speak very well. I get mixed up. But that answer, Jehovah says, I will show you, Jeremiah, what to speak. I will answer your criticism, Moses, and to you, Pastor, I will answer yours also. I am the authority, not you. We are tempted in direction of burnout to perhaps begin to think that we are the authorities. We are the ones that ought to be concerned about what we say and what we ought not to say. That we become concerned about our own survival in the ministry. Or we try to think about how to avoid the pain of confronting someone whom we love with the word of law. Timothy and fellow Christians, God, Jesus Christ, and Jesus' kingdom and his coming again is the authority behind your word. Another temptation which leads to burnout is the temptation to be confused about what to do, when, and how. Jeremiah asked God, what do I say? And God says, I'll show you. Jesus told his disciples before he sent them out in Matthew chapter 10, when you are arrested, don't worry about what you're going to say. It will be given to you what to say. Beginning of verse 2 says, preach the word. That's what to say. The word. That's an imperative. And there are four other imperatives that follow. Be urgent, convince, rebuke, and encourage. When do we, with Timothy, preach the word? Be urgent in season and out of season, Paul says. Eucharis, acharis, whether you feel like it or not, do it. You won't always feel like preaching the word, but preach it whether you feel like it or not. Okay, we who are in danger of burnout might say, okay, let's let ourselves now take over, and let's do it the right way. Let's study. Let's spend a great deal of time reading to find out what is the right way to preach. Let's spend a lot of time learning how to convince people as to what is the right way to think. Let us spend a great deal of time thinking about how to rebuke and change people's behavior. And let us also study how to encourage the brokenhearted and the depressed. And it's all us doing it ourselves. We are the ones who are doing it right. We have learned the proper way to do it, and we can give ourselves a pat on the back for doing it correctly. But then guilt sets in. Are we really doing it correctly? Are we really doing it right? We notice that the results aren't always there. The changes that we hope for don't occur. And so we start feeling guilty about it. And we are tempted then either to just give up or perhaps to go back and study further and harder and to get more wrapped up in ourselves, in our own thinking and our own actions. We haven't listened to Paul far enough. The next phrase after the five imperatives is in all patience and teaching. Aha! Patience! Wait on the Lord! My soul doth wait on the Lord. And so, where is the effort? Effort comes not out of ourselves, but the effort comes from the blessing of God. Sure, work hard, but then the other part is wait. Sure, study, put all your effort into that, but then go out and do it and allow the Lord to take over. Preach and be patient at the same time. Teach and listen at the same time. Don't let those roles get confused, but be both, preacher and listener, both a man of imperatives and a man of patience. Timothy and fellow Christians, preach, work at learning, but remember it is God who causes the seed to grow, and he alone will harvest in the judgment. Another temptation that leads some to burnout is becoming a people pleaser. A Christians in service might say, as Paul does, it's easier to try to tickle the ears of people rather than to confront them with hard sayings. The Christian who does this, who falls into the temptation of being a people pleaser, will soon lose his bearings. He will wonder where he is coming from and where he is going. His point of reference is other people, and those other people are constantly changing. Not only from one person to another and your stories get mixed up, but also within each person's sinfulness, they change their own stories about what they want. And so the pastor is in danger of burnout at that point, of not knowing where he's going. Pastor may hear, preach about giving, but lay off that business that God is the creator and owner of all things. People like to feel like they own their own things, Pastor. Or you might hear the word, Pastor, preach on divorce, but don't tell us that it's wrong. Just kind of tell us what to do about it. Pastor Timothy, preach the word, but not preach, don't preach what people want to hear. Another temptation that can lead to burnout is laziness. That is the pursuit of one's own pleasure. The justification vainly offered is, but I work hard when I work. Paul says to Timothy first, be steady. Keep your head in all situations. In other words, be sober, be vigilant. Don't look back once you have put your hand to the plow. Second, he tells him, endure suffering. At times it is painful, it is difficult to go ahead with God's work. But the word is endure, a command, an imperative. And three, do all of the duties of your ministry. Don't neglect any of them. A person who is caught up in the sense of laziness in the ministry will soon lose a sense of meaning and of importance, because the laziness leads one again into oneself, to seeking pleasure, to hedonism. And a person who is caught up in that loses a sense of what is important in life. What is the meaning of it? Where am I going again? And they too burn out. Timothy and fellow Christians, there is no room for laziness in the ministry. In summary, Christian people who burn out, who are in service to the Lord, have faced many temptations and have fallen. Paul sets Timothy on a path that may help Timothy from burning out, from being, one, unclear as to his source authority, two, being confused as to what to do, when, and how, and three, being a people pleaser, and four, being lazy. Perhaps some of us also have heard Paul's words.